the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Than a thousand else were. your church with your perpetual mercy. And because of our frailty, we cannot but fall. Keep us ever by your help from all things hurtful, and lead us to all things profitable to our salvation. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Someone stumble, for they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn, which shines brighter and brighter until full day. The way of the wicked is like deep darkness. You do not know over what they stumble. My son, be attentive to my words. Incline your ear to my saying. Let them not escape from your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them, and healing to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it flows the springs of life. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to your name, O Most High.
To declare your steadfast love in the morning and your faithfulness by night.
The epistle is from Galatians chapter 5. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other, keep you from doing the things you want to do. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident: sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, revelry, dissension, division, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and all things like these. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do these things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with his passion and desires. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Saying, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well." This is the gospel of the Lord. I believe in one God,
the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Every
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Hear and accept my words, that the years of your life may be many. You have been taught the way of wisdom and led in the paths of uprightness. Keep hold of instruction. Do not let go, guard her, for she is your life. Do not enter the path of the wicked or walk in the way of evil. Stay on the path of the righteous, that is, stay in the light, for the way of the wicked is like deep darkness. Be attentive to my words, for they are life to those who find them and healing to all their flesh. Thus teaches King Solomon in Proverbs. About 1,000 years later, St. Paul teaches the exact same thing. Walk by the Spirit, he says, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh, for the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh, for these are opposed to each other, to keep you from doing things you want to do. Then he lists several works of the flesh, and warns that those who do such things will not enter the kingdom. Then he follows that by listing the fruits of the Spirit, saying, against such things there is no law, concluding with these words, which are all important. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Dear friends, both of these beautiful passages can be summed up in this way. Abide in Jesus. For he is the way of wisdom, the path of uprightness, the word that gives life and healing, the fruit of the Spirit, who fulfilled the law in your place and paid the price for all your sins on the cross. He is the lamp for your feet and the light for your path. Abide in Jesus. It would be quite wrong to read these passages and think that you're being given a list of things to accomplish, and upon accomplishment of those things, you will earn the inheritance of eternal life in God's kingdom. As we heard last week, an inheritance is not something that can be earned as the lawyer who tried to put Jesus to the test believed. No. An inheritance is a gift that can only be given and received. You have been given the inheritance Jesus won for you. You have been taught the way of wisdom and led in the paths of uprightness. You have been given the Spirit and belong to Christ Jesus. It's all gift. It's all work that has been done not by you, but for you. Abide in Jesus. Remain in him. Cling to him. He is wisdom. He is righteousness. He is light and life and truth. He is the Word made flesh who gives life and healing to your sinful flesh. To abide in Jesus, though, does not mean that you figure out how to avoid the works of the flesh and begin living a perfect life of exhibiting fruits of the Spirit with sinful man, with you, such is impossible. But with God, all things are possible, which is why we prayed earlier, because of our frailty, we cannot but fall. Keep us ever by your help from all things hurtful, and lead us to all things profitable to our salvation. To abide in Jesus means that you recognize the sinful desires of your flesh, which all too often get the best of you, repent of them, and continually return to Jesus for healing, forgiveness, and restoration. The baptismal life is a life of daily repentance and faith. So, dear friends, repent. The desires and works of your sinful flesh are evident to you. As you run through the list of the works of the flesh that St. Paul gives, there's not a single one on that list of which you are not guilty. I know there's a couple things on there you're thinking, I've never done that. But according according to our Lord Jesus, if you have done any of those things in your heart, you have already done them. Have you never had a sexually impure thought? Have you ever never been impure, always avoiding giving into your sensuality? Have you ever satisfied your sinful desires? Have you never been guilty of idolatry? Putting something, whatever that may be, a person, a thing, an activity, something before God? And on we can go through that list. There is not a single item there that all sinners have not been guilty of committing in their sinful flesh, even if they've never committed some of them physically. And there's no escaping that reality. And that's the whole point, dear friends, to think that you can control the desires of your sinful flesh to the point of perfection so that you can somehow earn the inheritance of eternal life is wildly absurd. And those who do believe such nonsense will only end up in doubt and despair. For the works of the flesh is evident to every sinner. Besides all that, if you could accomplish this perfect life of always avoiding the works of the flesh, you would not need Jesus. More than that, if that were possible, Jesus would not have had to come into our flesh at all. But that is not possible. Repent. And to illustrate this for us this morning, we have the account of the 10 lepers in the Holy Gospel. It is a picture of us, dear friends. We are those lepers, diseased as we are with the sinful desires of our sinful flesh. Like those lepers, the only one who can restore us to health, the only one who can give us life and heal our rotting flesh is Jesus. And so, like those lepers, our only hope is to cry out to Jesus, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And here's the good news. When leprous sinners cry out to Jesus for mercy, He heals them. To the 10 lepers in the story, he says, "Go and show yourselves to the priest," which is just another way of saying, "I have mercy on you and am healing you." For the only reason to go and show themselves to the priests would be to be declared clean, free, healed of their leprosy. And as they went, they were cleansed. Cleansed by the healing word of the Word made flesh, healed by Jesus. And you know the rest of the story. Only one of them returned to worship Jesus and give him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. Not one of the Jews, but a Samaritan. Again, this week, just as last, Jesus puts before us this scandalous and absurd to the Jews' way of thinking, hero in the text, a Samaritan. The difference between this one, though, and the other nine was not just a matter of race or nationality. And it wasn't just a matter of degree of thankfulness, as so many often take this. I guarantee that all 10 were thankful. Leprosy was a severe disease that afflicted you immensely. Leprosy cut you off from the community, even your own families. Leprosy was painful. It ate away at you day after day. So to be healed of that, to be restored in the flesh, to have your flesh cleansed, would only lead to thankfulness. I'm quite sure all 10 were thankful. Thankfulness is not the difference. The difference between this one and the nine is faith. The Samaritan who returned to worship Jesus and give him thanks had faith. Jesus healed the flesh of all 10, but only one received healing in flesh and spirit. Many are called, but few are chosen. Jesus has won forgiveness, life, and salvation for every sinner who ever lived, but not all receive it. In fact, quite sadly, most reject it. That's the point of the story, which fits well with the teachings of King Solomon and St. Paul in the other readings this morning. For what does the account of the 10 lepers teach us if not to abide in Jesus? The same lesson we're taught in the other lessons. Abide in Jesus. That's what the Samaritan did. That's what faith does. Faith always returns to its source. Faith needs cleansing, feeding, and sustenance. Faith always comes back for more. Faith continues in the way of wisdom. Faith keeps hold of instruction, doesn't let go, but guards her, for she is faith's life. Faith keeps on the path of righteousness. Faith walks in the light. Faith is led by the Spirit. And all of that is just many ways of saying, abide in Jesus. For he is your wisdom, your righteousness, your instruction, your life, your light, your Spirit. He is the good Samaritan who binds up your wounds, who heals you. He is the good shepherd who leads you in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake, who prepares a table before you in the midst of your enemies, that your faith might be fed and nourished, not only to keep you ever mindful of your great need to return to and abide in Jesus, but also to strengthen and empower your spirit to do battle with your flesh, that you may increase in love and works, not affecting your salvation in any way, but as a fruit of your already being saved by Jesus. The Samaritan returned to Jesus because he had been given faith, and that's what faith does. It returns to its source. The Samaritan recognized that Jesus was God in the flesh, the Word incarnate, which is why he falls at his feet to worship him. His thankfulness is not limited to the fact that his flesh has been restored, but includes the fact that his spirit has been regenerated to know Jesus as his God and Savior. Repent and believe. Abide in Jesus. For he is the Word made flesh who continues to tabernacle among you here in his holy church to have mercy upon you, to absolve you, preach his word of life into your hearts, and fill you with the heavenly manna of his very body and blood in the Holy Supper. Come in the faith of that Samaritan and kneel. Fall on your faces, kneel at Jesus' feet, recognizing him as your God and Lord, to receive the medicine of immortality, his body and blood. Then rise and go your way in peace, knowing that your faith, that is, the object of your faith, Jesus, has made you well. So we see in all of this that the difference between the way of the wicked and the way of the righteous is not merely a matter of more or less morality, good behavior, or thankfulness. The difference, rather, is Jesus. Abide in him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thank you.
Almighty Father, Heavenly King, in loving kindness you have clothed the church, the bride of Christ, with compassion, kindness, and humility. Continue to strengthen and preserve the church and her mission, that your kingdom may grow as new members die and rise with Christ in baptism to receive the gifts which you have promised. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord God, creator of heaven and earth, in holy baptism you have given each member of your body the gift of the Holy Spirit. Help us to flee from the path of the wicked and live according to the Spirit, that as he leads us we may crucify our flesh with its evil desires and walk in paths of uprightness. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Ruler of the nations, you alone control the wind and the waves, and you alone rule over all earthly governments. Grant all leaders in our government wisdom and guidance, that their choices may glorify you and build up our community. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Holy Lord, Prince of Peace, you give to your children that peace which the world cannot give. Protect all whom you have created from the violence of this world. Guide the armed forces, police, firefighters, and all who protect us, that they may faithfully serve in their vocation, keeping peace in our land. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Eternal and everlasting God, the seasons come and go at your command. As summer draws to a close, watch over all who are heading back to school. Keep them safe and give them open and focused minds, that they may be successful in their learning. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
O Holy Comforter, you have the power to heal with the touch of your hand or a word from your lips. Sustain all who are sick and suffering in our midst, especially those who have requested our prayers, including Joan Birch, Vivian Strom, Marlene Wiltshire, Dick Weiser, Bill Harmon, Dick Kohler, Joyce Kohler, Ella Shaw, Corrine Ellenboss, Tom Ellenboss, Shirley Curry, Scott McCollum, Landon Culp, Fred Glazer, Charles Shaw, Margaret Duby, Lloyd and Lyle Duby, James Whiting, Maxine Cole, Albert Cole, Bill Warsop, Lee G., Sherry Schaub, Joseph Tolk, Elaine Wood, Pastor Dan Chambers, Rosemary Reichart, Joanne Johnson, Sally Messer, and Marcia Lundy. If it be your will, grant them healing and strength, that they may know your great love for them. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Christ Jesus, merciful Lord, you have given your body as true food and your blood as true drink. Give us strength to flee the bread of wickedness and the wine of violence, that we may receive your life-giving body and blood with repentant and humble hearts. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Kind and merciful King, your Son is the resurrection and the life, and he has promised that all who die in him abide in peace and joy. Receive our thanks for those who have fallen asleep in the faith, and bring us to share with them the shining light of the day of resurrection in your everlasting kingdom. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayers.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
And salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Everlasting God. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, whose way John the Baptist prepared, proclaiming him the promised Messiah, the very Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, and calling sinners to repentance that they might escape from the wrath to be revealed when he comes again in glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
very body of Christ given for you. The 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 very body of Christ given for you.
Christ given for you.
precious true body and blood of Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, strengthen and preserve you in true faith until life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen.
Countenance upon you and give you peace.